Welcome to the Weekly Leadership Experience, a place for leaders to get inspired, be challenged, and grow. I am your host, Rashad Oberlander. Let's get started. Today's episode of the Weekly Leadership Experience is brought to you by my 7-day Leadership Growth Challenge. It's a free challenge that I've created, and it's delivered by email over the course of 7 days. I've created 7 compelling questions to challenge various aspects of your leadership, the way you lead, and why you lead. Go to rashadoberlander.com and scroll down until you find the 7-day leadership challenge, or look for the link in the show notes. And now, on with the show. Hello, my leader friends. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Today's theme is Know Thyself, and I'm going to start with a very famous quote, and you may already know it. The quote is this: "To know thyself is the beginning of wisdom," was said by Socrates. So I want to speak with you today about knowing yourself, about deeply understanding who you are. And I believe that knowing yourself is an important piece of leadership development. It's partly active research and partly self-reflection. And knowing yourself is a component of your leadership development or developing a leader in your organization. And I think that knowing yourself is important just as human beings and understanding your nature and what makes you tick, what makes you work. So I'm going to share with you 3 of the benefits I see of developing an understanding of yourself. And this is from my experience, and these are the benefits that I'm seeing for me. I'm also going to give you a word of caution. And then at the end, I'll give you a couple of ideas on where you could get started. So first, a little bit of background on where this is all coming from. Knowing myself is something that has captured a good deal of my attention lately, and I've spent a bunch of time reading different articles and material on aspects of my personality. I've taken a handful of personality tests that look at my personality or how I am in relation to my work. So I've dived into the Enneagram, I've dived into the Myers-Briggs 16 personality types, I've taken a look at Patrick Lencioni's new model, the Working Genius, which is really interesting. And you know, I've discovered that I'm a 3-wing 4 in the Enneagram. I'm an ENTJ, although I can be an ENFJ depending on the circumstances. I'm also on the Working Genius model. I'm a wanderer and a discerner, and those are my working geniuses. And then there's a few other things that this all kind of builds towards. But it's some interesting things, and there's a lot of stuff there that really makes sense for me and it resonates well with me. Some of it is just like, wow, I actually knew that about myself, but it gives me the words and the description and to really kind of go, aha, that makes sense. Now I understand better. So this self-awareness, quote-unquote, bender was predicated by some feedback I received, and the feedback initially really frustrated me and was upsetting because I've found it to be a recurring theme in much of my career and parts of my personal life. And essentially, this feedback boils down to me needing to be more outgoing. And what I mean by that is, for much of my life, is I've had people in different parts of my life, you know, managers or people in business or some personal people, have said to me things like, you know, Rashad, smile more. Don't be so serious. You know, you don't seem very excited / happy / having fun. You need to speak up more in the group. And these are all things that would be said to me, you know, at different points in my life. And it's been this recurring theme. It's kind of been said again and again and again. And for years, I've taken this kind of feedback. And I've taken it very personally. And I felt like, oh, there must be something wrong with me. And I've tried and I've tried and I've tried to be more outgoing and to, you know, wear my smile more and like whatever the thing was, you know, and I've tried to force myself to do these things, to be visually quote unquote happy, excited, or whatever the thing is. And quite honestly, for me, like, some of these things are quite honestly exhausting and they're frustrating. And, you know, I think that it was a component in the depression I had some years back where I was forcing myself to bend my personality and to push it into a framework that someone else had for me. And that is just tiring. It wears you down. And it wore me down. More recently, I've begun to be at peace with some aspects of myself. There are some things that I need to elevate. I need to allow parts of my personality to shine through. And there are some things that I need to change. But ultimately, embarking on this know-me journey is an ongoing process. But it is crucial to my success both in life and leadership. I do believe that knowing yourself and practicing that self-awareness and self-reflection and understanding your nature is important in terms of your successes in life and in leadership and in any aspect of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So with that background in mind, here are a few of the benefits that I see for myself, and I believe that you would be able to see for yourself in having a know-me practice. The first thing that I see is that pursuing an understanding of yourself gives you a vocabulary of yourself. What I mean there is that many of the things that you would read about if you went and took an Enneagram test or a Myers-Briggs personality type test is then you read the report afterwards and you would begin to read some things. And some of these things are, you know, quite honestly, they are generalizations, but there are some things there that as you read, you begin to go, wow, that really makes sense. And that gives you this wording that illuminates a part of your personality and gives you a vocabulary to express who you actually are. For example, I am more introverted. A lot of times people have wanted me to be more extroverted. There is also a term called ambivert, which means that you can be both depending on the circumstances, or you can, if you are an introvert, you can exhibit extroverted behaviors depending on what the circumstances require. That being said, so I'm more of an introvert, but one of the things is that, you know, just because I'm not smiling doesn't mean I'm not happy. Just because I'm not, you know, jumping up and down and waving my arms doesn't mean I'm not enthusiastic, right? And so those are some of the phrases that I've been able to add to my vocabulary to describe my personality and my nature, right? So it gives you a vocabulary of yourself. And some things you may not have really fully understood about yourself, but you'll begin to read and you begin to understand and learn something about yourself, and you can add that vocabulary to it. The next thing is that I believe knowing yourself and pursuing that knowledge actually supercharges your strengths. And what I'm getting at in this is that when you clearly identify what your personality is, what you're disposed towards, what you're strong at, what you're weak at, what you may struggle with that's illuminated by some of these personality types or just reading some articles and things that you can then resonate with, is you know, if you sit down at an interview and the interviewer asks you, well, what are your top three strengths and explain them to me, can you answer that? If you think about it, right? Can you clearly answer that? And I don't mean things like, you know, I'm really, really good with organization. Like, you know, okay, but, you know, that's part of a personality. But, you know, what does it mean deeper? What is it on a deeper level? And so when you understand these things on a deeper level, it actually lets you become clear on what you are very strong at and what you should really not spend a lot of time on. And in this sense, I really like Patrick Lencioni's working genius model, because it has a lot more to do with the workplace, but it has absolutely really good spillover effects to the rest of your life. But it describes, you know, how you get things done. And, you know, it goes into what your two working geniuses are, what your two working competencies are, and what your two working frustrations are. And I'm not going to go into this and try and explain it. You can look it up at workinggenius.com, and Patrick Lencioni and his team do a great job illustrating what this all means. But, you know, there are two things that you are very good at, you get energy from, you get lots of joy from. There are two things that you can do, but they kind of tire you out over time. And then there are two things that you are just, like, if you're doing those, you are just miserable. And so for me, one of my genius is wonder and, like, asking why and wanting to know more about why is it done that way? Why are we doing it this way? Is there not a better way? And I like to sit and think about the nature of things and how things can be improved. So when you understand what you're good at, what you're strong at, what gives you energy, you can supercharge those things by being aware of it and knowing how to pursue those things. And you can kind of, you know, hopefully be able to spend less time on those things that drain your energy and make you actually miserable and frustrated, and stay away from that. The final thing that I think is that, you know, I'm going to say leader in this case, but, you know, really it makes you a more effective human. Makes you a more effective leader. So we're talking about leadership here. But if you're a more effective leader, you're going to be a more effective human. And you are going to be more effective because you understand things about yourself, what frustrates you, what causes you to become upset, you know, and you're going to be able to understand how you communicate and a host of other things. If you understand these things better, you're going to understand yourself and how you interact with your team, with your family, with your friends, with customers, all these different areas. It's actually going to make you far more effective. You're going to be able to do so much more when you have a better understanding of yourself, what makes you tick, what makes you do anything, really. Like, what is your internal motivation? Like, you're going to figure some of these things out by pursuing an understanding of yourself. Not only that, is if you make it a practice to spend time knowing yourself, you know, I'm a strong believer in that the leader determines what's going on in their team. That if the leader is spending time on something, the team is spending time on something. So there's a little bit of a spillover in terms of if you're spending time on knowing and understanding yourself, I believe that it becomes something that the team will do. And if the team is interested, you can be in a position to help influence that, and you can be in a position to help grow that. So your efficacy increases because you know and understand yourself, and you can help your team become more effective by knowing and understanding themselves. So those are the three things. A word of caution. André Gide said, "A caterpillar who seeks to know himself would never become a butterfly." And I think this is a very interesting quote, and it perfectly illustrates what I want to say about this. I have seen a number of different articles out there about the danger of knowing yourself, and I think it's a little bit of a one-sided argument. The two sides of the coin are this. On the one side of the coin, you should and can pursue a knowledge and understanding of yourself and your nature and the things that make you tick. On the other side of the coin is, don't pass the buck on your personality. Don't excuse bad behavior or being stuck in a rut or, you know, acting in a certain fashion or procrastination or some other negative thing on your personality. Well, that's just who I am. That's just my nature. You know, I don't, you can't sit in that. You cannot use knowing yourself as an excuse to excuse yourself from growth. Let me say that again. Knowing yourself is not an excuse to excuse yourself from growth. So, two sides of the coin. You need to know yourself, but on the other side, it's not an excuse to excuse yourself from growth. So, that being said, don't bog down in, you know, this is how I am, this is who I am, just that's just the way I am. You know, when there is feedback, when there is, you know, an indication that something's not working in your life, it's a good opportunity to sit down and evaluate what's going on and what's driving that, and if there's something that needs to be changed. And sometimes there will be, and sometimes there won't be. Not all feedback is worthy of merit, right? Not all feedback will make sense. Sometimes feedback is just feedback, and it's good information about the person giving you feedback, and not always is it going to hit home. So you have to have a strong filter of discernment and looking at it and see and determining if it is going to fit, if it matches up. But, you know, as the quote said, if you only seek to know yourself and you don't seek to change and evolve your nature and yourself, some things will never change, but some things do need to change. So don't make that mistake. That's the word of caution. Now, as far as where to get started, how you could get started, this is a little bit of a micro test in knowing yourself, because it does depend on how you learn best and how you absorb information. So, you know, in a technology-rich environment that we have today, you can pursue a number of different options as far as good material to dive into. There's, you know, podcasts and videos and YouTube channels and books and, you know, all kinds of things that are dedicated to personal growth and development, and to, you know, pursuing that knowledge of self. You can journal. You can write down your thoughts. You can document your feelings and emotions and, you know, do habit trackers and things like that. You can ask trusted people for feedback. Do you have a close circle of friends? And you can ask for, you know, pick a few words. Pick three words that describe me. You know, what are those three words? And that's a good source of information and feedback. Here's an idea. You can Google some of the consistent themes of feedback in your life, right? Like, you know, for me, it was that whole theme of introversion and extroversion, and looking up, okay, well, you know, why is it that I'm this way, right? And there's actually, surprisingly, tons of articles. Go figure. I'm not the only person that's ever had to deal with this. But you can Google that information and see what comes up and, you know, find some good, reliable information and help drive that innovation in for yourself. There are some personality tests you could try. The ones that I've been mentioning on the podcast today are the Enneagram. There is the Myers-Briggs 16 personality types. And just because I'm a big fan of it is, you know, Patrick Lencioni's working genius model. Those are three of the ones that I've taken that I found quite helpful and useful for me. There's lots of other ones out there. I would stick to the ones that, you know, have some backing in terms of research and, you know, widespread use. DISC is another good personality profiling tool out there, and try them out. You know, there's some that are free, some that you have to pay for. I'll have some links in the show notes. If you go to rashadoberlander.com, you can find some links to these tests. Take a look and see what you find out. So once you've done those things, the most important thing in my experience is to stop and self-reflect. So you read a personality report, or you read an interesting blog, or you hear a cool podcast that gives you some information, that gives you some aha moments. And it's actually then I think important to have a little bit of self-reflection and think about what it means for you and think about how it matches up to your nature and who you are. So recapping quickly, knowing yourself is an important part of your development. It gives you a vocabulary about yourself, it supercharges your strengths, and it makes you a more effective leader. One thing to remember is that knowing yourself doesn't mean you don't change. So, I'd love to hear your feedback. Tell me what you thought of this episode. Maybe share one thing that you've realized about yourself. Email me at rashad@rashadoberlander.com. I would love to hear from you. I look forward to talking with you again next week. In the meantime, stay awesome. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, would you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe? Leave me a rating, leave me a review, and share this with a friend. It spreads the word and helps the podcast grow. You can also find me on social media at R.E. Oberlander. Until next time, stay awesome.